It's a challenging gospel, isn't it? The disciples can't do anything for this boy. Now, several modern commentators say, well, you see, he's a lunatic. That means he's an epileptic. Well, if he's an epileptic, then why does Jesus drive out a demon? No, poor Jesus, he thought he was an epileptic. I mean, you know, this boy has got a demon. Now, the demon could cause epilepsy, but he's got a demon. Now, how does he get rid of them? You see? And it says here, you see, why couldn't we do that? Little faith. Well, what's big faith? I mean, we got to get ready to help people with these kind of situations. You know, as the nation sinks more and more into evil, there's more and more openness for demons to get a hold of people, torment them. Because first, they're led into great evil. And then they yield to Satan. And then they could be, well, obsessed or possessed. And our Lord says, look, all you need is faith. Well, what kind of faith? Knowing Jesus personally and listening to him and doing what he says to do to get the demon out of that person. It's in the name of Jesus the demons are driven out, as he promises in the missionary discourse, right? In my name, you'll drive out demons. Well, what's the name of Jesus? The reality of Jesus, expressed through words. And so, they didn't have it. And so, our Lord says, look, just try to yield to the reality that I am. You know me enough for that. You are the living, eternal Son of God. Right now, as we're in this chapel, Jesus is here. The Lord himself is here. He's present in his word as it's being preached. That's what Vatican II said. That's what the Pope repeated in instruction there. Verbum Domini. He's here. And where are we? We're about half here. We're not here. We got other things on our minds. We got, you know what I mean? We're not. And so that's what he means by faith. You can't walk up to somebody who's being, you know, harassed by a demon and say, in the name of Jesus, leave. And in the meanwhile, you're thinking about breakfast. It won't work. You have to be present. And that's what he means by faith. You know, do you believe I can drive out these demons? Well, then why don't you get present to me? And then in my name, tell them to get out. And they'll go. If it's a big deal, it means an exorcism, well, then you got to get permission from the bishop and you got to go through the rite the church has got for that, which is long and lots of prayers. Why? Because we're so dumb, it takes us a long time to finally get in the presence of God. Otherwise, it wouldn't take that much. And so, our Lord says, you know, I'm not asking for a lot of faith. If it's as big as a mustard seed, it's as big as a mustard seed, you could move mountains, you know. So, what is faith, then? See? It's that deep awareness of Jesus and yielding to his power and his love working through us. Well, we got to practice that. We can't wait till we have to help somebody get rid of a demon. We got to be living that way. aware of Jesus, loving Jesus, obeying Jesus. You know, he speaks to us maybe 400 or 500 times a day. How many of them do we pick up? And of the ones we pick up, how many do we obey? See, that's where the faith is. You can't crank it up. Well, you can, when, because the Lord's merciful. But crank it up on state occasions. But you have to be living faith. And then the Lord will make us equal to whatever we have to face. I always get a kick out of these commentators. Well, this is epilepsy. Well, it is, you know, he is called in Matthew, Selenazos, touched by the moon, which is lunatic, you know. But the diagnosis is a demon. And everybody skates right over that. Well, you know, he's got epilepsy. The poor Son of God, he thought it was a demon. But we know better. It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, giving instructions on how to get rid of a demon when the guy's only got epilepsy. The Son of God, is that dumb? I think the commentators are that dumb. So what do we take from this today? Prayer, awareness, recollection. Don't be, I haven't seen the news yet, hope I don't for quite a while. What's ever going on, a lot of it's disturbing. So why get glued to it? It's like watching a horror movie. I mean, like, why do that? You know? Be alert. Live with your contemporaries, of course. You know, we're not in the desert someplace. But faith means living, abiding, awareness of God, so that he can tell us what to do and can empower us to do it. Not a problem. You see? Now, in the other Gospels, it also says this kind can only be driven out by prayer, which is saying the same thing. You've got to have faith. And why would Jesus be giving instruction about how to drive out demons if the poor kid has only got, is epileptic? Isn't this silly? You see what I mean? This is what happens sometimes. It's the occupational danger of an exegete. You know, we figured out what it really is. Paying no attention to the Son of God, who tells us what it is. Let's not do that. But if we want to be ready for whatever the Lord has in store for us today, we have to have faith. We have to be recollected. We have to be aware of the Lord so that we move with him. We do what he tells us to do. I used to tell the kids, Jesus is like a baseball coach. You know, spring training, the coach is standing up there and he's knocking out grounders, one after the other. You know, there's two or three young kids there grounding them. Well, Jesus hits out, maybe 200 grounders to us a day. We see about 40, you know, and we handle about 5. That's not a very good average. He wants to work through us, teach us, move us. That means we have to learn to be sensitive to him. And therefore, I go through the big litany every time. Turn off the radio and all that. Why? You see, these are all the ways we can stay distracted. Are they all straight from hell? No. There's inventions, and they have a good use. But we get addicted to being distracted. We don't want to hang around with God that much. Well, God wants to hang around with us that much. So we should try to respond to him. Just ask him for mercy. I'm such a jerk. If you don't remind me, if you don't pull me, by noon I'll be living on the moon. I won't be aware of you, and I won't be following you. And so if I need to handle somebody who's got a demon, I won't have the faith. I won't be there. I won't be present. I won't be... You got it, huh? So that means practicing recollection. And for those who were there, one of the great ways to be recollected is the Jesus prayer. If you say it enough, it goes on inside of you automatically almost. But you can always tune in on it and yield to it. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, be merciful to me, a sinner, is usually the way, but you can say, to mercy, have, you know, be merciful to us sinners, like the Lord taught Faustina, right? Have mercy on us and on the whole world. So we can just say, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, be merciful to us sinners. Include the whole world. I'm going to tell you a story. I know I'm going a little long, but... It was a great Staretz, a great holy man, Russian, living on Mount Athos. And he was in charge of, he had a group of about 10 or 12 younger men he was responsible for. One day he was talking about pure prayer. And one of the kids said, you know, there's a lot of distractors, a lot of illusions in this stuff. How do you know when the prayer was pure? This was the Staretz's answer. He said, you know, it's true that sometimes the Holy Spirit will wrap a man out of himself so much so that he's not aware of the world. He's not even aware of himself. He's just aware of God. But in this life, that doesn't last a long time. Our frame can't sustain it. If at the moment that man becomes conscious of himself again, he immediately starts to pray for the world, then that prayer was pure. Because he's still in touch, he's still in sync with the Holy Spirit. That's how you can tell. You see? It's this movement. Part of mature prayer is always intercession. Always. If I have a great prayer life, and I'm plunged into God all day, I don't care about anybody else, look out. Look out. If we're in union with Jesus, we're going to share his preoccupations. Everybody we meet today is somebody whom Jesus loves, cares about, died for, and wants to be with for all eternity. What are we going to do about that?